Boker Tov, good morning. With Hashem, we are finishing Masechet Nazir today. With Hashem, Naaseh V'Nitzliach. We are on the last daf. Today's daf is daf Samech Vav, daf 66. We left off on Samech Hei Amud Bet, on 65b at the top of the page of the Mishnah. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shelema of all the Chalim. Uvichnadam, Chemdam Racham Achanduzhan, El Mechan Mekam Nefka, Sarabat Munir, Shalomo Ben Sarah, David Ben Rachel, Yafa Bat Deborah, Rufka B'dachavi, Rufka B'daser, Shalom Yosef, Fermin, Leah, Moshe Ben Hanai, Yafa Ben Miriam, יהודה בן יפה חיה, סרבת רחב וחנה, שמחה בן מכה, מרים בת יוכב אל עליז בן מרים, חנה דן בן ארום, ונחושת בת אמן, סבר חנה וגיד בר ברכה. דן בן אסר, סחמוני יום קדום למכה, שבן נדר, ימן יפה וסם, שבנינה. יוסף בן יפה, דניה מדינה, שמחה בן אפר, נו, כאילו דו, נבט תהילה בת מרים, יצחק בן יפה, אביגד אל מדסר, הלל יצחק בן אסר, בן סמר מרחם, חיים נדלי סמר חיים ליה, ולהבדיל לנשמת, רחל בת אליהו, מדינה בת אהרון, תמר מרחב את אברהם, משה בן רפאל, אליהו בן יוסף, שלמה בן חיים, סלם בן שלמה, שם בן משה, אליהו, יעקב בן יצחק, יראה נחב בן משה, מרדכה בן יהושע, יזכה לו, אבדיל ראיון דבורה בת מרים, וגם לדעו נשמת, להבדיל לנשמת חיים שלמה בן בבאי. אוקיי, we are at the top of the page on 65b, סמכי עמוד ב', at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins towards the top of the page. כל ספק נגעים. Anytime you have a doubt by nega, by tzarat, so the din is b'tchila, the Mishnah says b'tchila tahor. Initially, until the person is confirmed to be tameh, he's considered tahor if he's a safek. Ad shelo niskak letuma, until he becomes confirmed letuma. Misha niskak letuma, once he becomes confirmed that he's tameh, sfeko tameh. Then any doubt, he would be tameh as well. So the Gemara says, minani mide, from where do we know this? Where do we learn this law? So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, Letaharo o Letameo. It says, to purify him or to impurify him. Why does it start with purify? So the Gemara makes a drash. O ilu patach bo akatu betahora techila. Since the Pasuk started with Tahora first, started with purification first, so you can understand from there that first, if he's not confirmed for Tum'ah, if he gets a Safek Nega by Tzarat, he would be Tahor. If he becomes confirmed for Tzarat, for Tum'ah, then Safek Nega, he would be Tameh. So then the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Afilu Mishinizkach Letum'ah Nami Sfeko Tahor. Why don't we say that even once he becomes confirmed for Tum'ah, it says Tahora in the Pasuk first, so say that Safek Nega, you should be Tahor. So the Gemara says, Ela ki itmar de Rav Yehuda amarav, aha itmar. What Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav was teaching was on this. He was saying, Im baheret kadmala se'ar lavan, tameh. If when the person's getting tzarat, he gets a white spot, this white spot first, and then the white hairs come, then he's tameh. Vim se'ar lavan kodem le baheret tahor. If the white hairs come before the baheret, before this white spot, then he is tahor, right? When there are laws of tzarat, for the person to become tameh, first the spot needs to come, then the white hairs need to grow from it, and then he becomes tameh. If it was the other way around, he's tahor. What if you have a safek? So the Gemara says, safek tameh. If you had a safek, he would be tameh. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, keha. He says, no, it's faint. So the Gemara is asking now on Rabbi Yeshua, hold on, what did Rabbi Yeshua meant? My keha, what did Rabbi Yeshua mean by faint? So Amar Rav Yehuda, keha v'tahor. He meant it's faint and the person is tahor. So the Gemara says, v'dilma keha v'tameh. Maybe we can say that the spotting is faint, but he is tameh, he's not tahor. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, the Pasuk, that's why the Pasuk says, l'taharo o l'tameo, to purify or impurify him, ho'il upadach bo ha'katuv v'tahora techila. Since the Pasuk first started with talking about purification, so therefore, safek, we first go with tahora. We first go with purity. Until he becomes confirmed for tuma. So the Mishnah then said, new Mishnah, b'shiva derachim bodkin et hazav. There are seven derachim that we would check and examine a zav. A zav is a person who has, if he has two seminal emissions, and so he has to observe 7 days of quarantine, or let's say impurity, until he can become tahor again. And let's say he saw a third emission. So once he sees a third emission, now he becomes a zav. He becomes someone who, after those 7 days, we'd have to bring the korban that's prescribed in the Torah, a specific korban he needs to bring. Okay, so if there's 7 ways where we examine him. So ad shelo niskak leziva, until he becomes confirmed for zav. Until he becomes confirmed for zav, and in any of these 7 things, if these happened before his second time he saw an emission of our second flow, it doesn't make him a Zav. So if it was any of these seven things that happened before his second emission, he would not be a Zav. So the Mishnah goes through them. Bima'achal, with eating, things that a person eats, with a mishteh, a person drinks. Sometimes a person can eat and drink things that cause him to have a seminal emission. Bima'asav, kvitzav, v'choli, carrying things, jumping, or illness, different types of like physical body movements, a lot of times can cause that too. That's five. Uvmar'eh, and uvhirhur, what a person sees and what a person thinks. All of these things can cause a person to have this emission, which if it happened before the second flow, would not make him a zav. Mishen nizkak leziva, imot kinoto. But once he becomes confirmed as a zav, we would no longer examine him anymore. So the Mishnah says, onso, if it happened out of against his will, v'sfeko, or it was doubtful, v'shichvat zaro, or his actual semen. So tme'im, all of those would be tameh, shiraglaim ledavar, because it makes sense, mefaresh over here says, shelo ba mechamat onso, v'lechamat ziva mamash. It didn't come because of, against his, you know, his onus. Rather, why did it happen? Because of actual ziva. If it happened after he had a seminal emission, it's probably going to be a safek, it's probably going to be a seminal emission as well. So we'd view him as tamen.
What is the reason?
Because he had a seminal emission. So the one following that would probably be coming from zav as well, from ziva as well. No. So the flow would probably make him tamen.
Why did they get zav?
Because he's having seminal emissions. I don't know how to say it in another language.
I know it.
Okay, so that's what, if a person has three of those, that would make him into a Zav. That would make him into someone who has to bring a Korban, the Torah says. So the Mishnah says, Hamaket chavero. If somebody hits a friend, ve'amadu lemita, and they saw that this friend that he hit is now about to die. He hit him really hard, and he's about to die. Ve'hekel mima shahaya. Then the guy got better. He got healed. And then later on, the achar mikan, nichbid, ve'met. Later on, the guy got worse and he died again. He died. So what happens? First opinion says, Chayav. The guy who hit him is liable. Even though he got healed in between, it probably came from him hitting the guy. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Patur. No, he's exempt. Why is he exempt? Shiraglaim ledavar. Because it makes sense for him to be exempt. Because he hit him, but the guy got healed. So when he got re-sick again or re-damaged again, it probably wasn't from the original hit, or else why would he have gotten healed in between? So therefore, Rabbi Nechemiah says, it makes sense that it's not because of you, and you're not liable. So the Gemara begins and says, Minah
ha'nimile. The word means that it's just publicly known.
Yeah, it makes sense that that's, yeah, it makes sense, and it's publicly known that it wasn't because of him that that happened. So Minah ha'nimile, from where do we know this? From where do we know that once the guy, the Zav, becomes confirmed as a Tumat Zav, then we don't examine him anymore. So Amar Avnat, Amar Rabbi Natan, Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "V'hazav et zovo." It says zav. It says et zovo. That's two times. And then it says, "L'reiyash lishit itkash lenekeva." For the third time, he sees a seminal emission. That would be a hekesh for towards a nekeva for tum'ah. Meaning, if you look in the pasuk, it says zav, it says zovo, and then it says zachar v'nekeva. So you understand the first two. That's first two seminal emissions. The third time it says Zachar Menekeva, that means that Zachar Nekeva, the Zachar, the male that sees on this third emission, is equivalent to a Nekeva for Tum'ah. So that third emission would make him Tameh as a Zav. That's where he learns it from. For him to be, once he becomes a confirmed Zav, we don't check him anymore. So the Gemara says, V'hatanya weva braita, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bishlishit botkinoto. If he saw three times, on the third time we examine him. But if he eat, ain't botkinoto. On the fourth time we don't examine him anymore. But it's not what we said. We said the third time we don't examine him. Now he's saying the fourth time. So the Gemara says, Ela be'etim kamifligi. They're arguing on the pasuk with the word et. Do we add an extra time with the word et or no? Let's see inside. Rabbi Eliezer darish etim. Rabbanan lo darish etim. Rabbi Eliezer makes a drasha with the word et. And the Rabbanan does not. What does that mean? Look at the Mefaresh. It's the last Mefaresh. Hazav, it says Zav, that's one. Chada. Et, it says Et, that's two. Tarte. Zovo, it says Zovo. Tlata, that's three. L'rvi'it, itkash l'nekeva. And the fourth time, it's Zachar Nekeva is connected. So Rabbi Eliezer learns out from the word Et, that you add an extra emission for his examining. So he would say, only on the fourth time he had an emission, you wouldn't examine him anymore. But on the third time, you would. That's the Machloket. Flipping the Amud. Amar Ava, lo teima chazas safek. Don't say that if he saw was a doubt, Sorry. Lo tema safek chaza, safek lo chaza. That you have a doubt if he saw an emission or not. Ela vadai chaza. We're talking about a case where he for sure saw an emission. Safek mechamat shechvat zera. It's a doubt if it came from regular pure semen. Or safek mechamat re'iya. Or it's a safek because of actual a flow of ziva. So what is the din? Kevan shenizkak letumah sfeko tamen. Once he's confirmed for a zav, then any doubt would be tamen. Once he's confirmed. Because he has that chazakah that he is a zav. Then the Mishnah said, shechvat zaro tamea. His semen would make him tamen. So the Gemara says, lemai. What is it referring to? Ilema lemaga. Maybe it's referring to contact. When it's saying that the tumah would contact through any source of contact, so that's what it's referring to, that the zera would make tameh for any types of contact. So the Gemara says, that makes no sense. Mi gara mishichvat zera de tahor, would this seminal emission of a zav be any worse than a regular seminal emission of a tahor person? A regular seminal emission of a tahor person, the Mefaresh over here says, de tameh b'maga, he is tameh with contact. Right? So anything that's touched is tameh through contact. So if a tahor person who had a seminal emission is tameh b'maga, how much more so someone who was a zav who had an emission, it should be even more than that. It shouldn't just be the contact. So the Gemara changes his answer and says, Ela zar'o shel zav mitameh b'masa. Rather, the zar'o, the semen of a zav, actually makes tum'ah just by carrying it, even if it's not directly in contact. Even if it's just carried, that would be making transferring tum'ah. So man shmat leha de amar shechvat zera shel zav metameh b'masa. Who is the author of this that says that a person who has seminal emission as a zav it is metameh even by carrying? So the Gemara says ilema haytana. Maybe it's following the following tana. The Tanya, the bride that says Rabbi Eliezer Omer shechvat zaro shel zav. The semen of a zav, eno metameh b'masa, does not make tum'ah by carrying. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, metameh b'masa, it does make tum'ah by carrying. Because it's impossible that you don't have any droplets of seminal emission of the ziva. So it must be that it transfers tum'ah even through carrying. So maybe the author of our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yeshua was only saying because of the droplets of zav, of a ziva. Whereas, aval be'enei lo amar. But if it's pure zav semen, maybe he wouldn't say the same thing. Maybe he wouldn't say that it's tamen. Ela, so what are we going to say? Ela amar avada bar ava. Lomar she'en tolin ba. Rather, we're saying we're not going to depend it. We're not going to say that we're not going to attribute the problem of a zav to a prior issue of semen. So what does that mean? Look at the Mefarash. My hadika amar de shechvat zaro tameh. What does it mean? It's the semen is tameh. Lomar she'en tolin ba le'achar she'nizkak le'tuma. Im ra'a keri v'ra'a ziva, ein otas ziva ke keri. So he's saying, if let's say once he's confirmed for a zav, and he saw semen, and then he saw a flow of a zav, of a seminal emission, we don't say that ziva is like the regular semen. We won't attribute it to be the same thing as that semen. And what does that have to do with anything? Somebody who sees semen is not mitameh b'ziva kol me'et la'et. Meaning, somebody who sees semen within 24 hours, if he sees again, that would not make him tameh again. Meaning, that wouldn't add to his second time. It has to be 24 hours of distance between each time that he saw in order for it to be an extra time. 1, 2, and 3. Right? So that's what it's teaching over here. It's not considered like keri. Okay? Savar Rav Papa, Kameder Rav Alameimah, Rav Papa comes to explain this. Aydi chulshahu de dechaze. He's saying it's probably because of the weakness that happened from his seminal emission that this man had this ziva to follow afterwards. So this leniency does not apply when it comes to, let's say, a confirmed zav, someone who's a zav vadai. Right? It's only when it's a safek or he hasn't yet been confirmed. Amar le Rava, v'hatnan, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ger shenit gayer, if you have a convert who converts, mitameh miyad b'ziva. He becomes tameh right away with ziva. And there's a different girsa over here. Ve'en lacha choli gadol mizen. There's no sickness or illness greater than that. What is it referring to here? So if you look at the Tosfot says it's talking about a convert who saw semen before he converted, and then he converted, and then he saw a seminal emission. So it says, mitameh b'ziva, he becomes tameh with that seminal emission right away. So why don't we say, if we're saying like Ravada bar Ahava, then we wouldn't say, here, look at the Tosfot. Ve'im kedivrei Rav Ada v'Rav Papa, the metame the carry poter v'ziva, the tamad the carry poter v'ziva, haba acharam mishum chulsha. If we say it's because of the weakness of the body, Zosfot says, gabe ger nami neima hachi, de'in lecha choli gadol mizeh. Why don't we say the same thing by a convert? There's no greater illness than that with someone who saw an emission, he converted and he saw a seminal emission, so we say he's tamei b'ziva right away. Why don't we say no? It's because of the weakness of his body, that's why he saw this emission, because he prior had keri, and that's why he's seeing this again, that's why. So why don't we say he wouldn't be tamei right away? But clearly the Gemara is saying he is tamei right away. So Ella, what are we going to say? The Gemara says tanaihi, it's a machloket tanaim. The Tanya, the Braita says, shichvat zera shel zav mitamei b'masa kol me'etle. The zera of the semen of a zav is metameh with carrying all within 24 hours. Rabbi Yossi says yomo. Rabbi Yossi says no, only that day. But once the following day arrives, is no longer metameh b'masa. So we might come ifligi. What are they arguing on? So the Gemara answers b'dishmuel kamifligi. They're arguing on the opinion of b'dishmuel. They're arguing on the opinion of Shmuel. The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel contrasts these psukim. It says in the pasuk, "Ki yebecha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikre laila." You have a person who is not tahor mikre laila. And then it says, "Uchtiv lifnot erev yerchatz b'mayim." That evening, towards evening, you should go to the mikveh. So which one is it? Is it a mikre laila or is it lifnot erev? So the Gemara says, "Manda amar me'ed la'ed." The one who says 24 hours, diek milifnot erev. He says that evening. Meaning his opinion is coming from the words towards evening. Whereas Ve'idach, the other one who says not only that day, Diek Mikre Laila, says only, infers from the words when it says incident at night. Meaning what's the difference between them? If you say at night, that's referring to only that night. Right? By the next day already, it's a completely different. If you got Tum'ah, let's say on Sunday, he saw an emission and he saw again, I don't know, the next day, but it was within 24 hours, Monday, but it was within 24 hours, according to the one who says that day, it's not that day anymore. So that would be his explanation. According to the one who says 24 hours, but it's still within 24 hours, he would be metame. Okay, umanda amar milifnot erev. The one who says lifnot erev, haketiv mikre laila. It says mikre laila, a night incident. So how do you learn out from his pasuk? What do you say about his pasuk? So amar lei orcha dekeri lematea belelia. He says no. That pasuk is trying to tell you when is the normal time for a person to have a seminal emission? It's at night time. That's what happens at nighttime. Okay? And that's why it says, Mikre Laila. Very good. This is the difficult part. We're finished. Now we're on to the easy part. It's the more enjoyable part of the siyum. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah begins. Nazir haya Shemuel kedivrei Rabbi Nehorai. Shemuel HaNavi was a Nazir, like the opinion of Rabbi Nehorai. How do we know that? Shemar, as the Pasuk says, whenever Chana was not able to have children, she, you know, promised to give Shemuel off the, you know, service of Hashem his whole life. And it says in the Pasuk, Mora lo ya'ale al rosho. A Mora cannot be raised on his head. What's a Mora? So seemingly the way they understand it, it's a razor. So that's how they understand. He became a Nazir. How do we know that? Ne'emar b'Shimshon. It says by Shimshon, Umora. It says Mora. Ne'emar b'Shmuel Umora. And says by Shmuel also Mora. So ma Mora ha Mora b'Shimshon Nazir. Just like Mora by Shimshon, it's talking about Nazir. Af Mora ha Mora b'Shmuel Nazir. So too by Shmuel, it's talking about Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says v'halo ein Mora ela shel basar v'adam. But Mora, if you change the last letter of a hey to an aleph, Mora means fear. So Mora is supposed to mean he has fear of people. He was a very fearful person. He wasn't somebody who wasn't afraid of people. He had a lot of humility. He was very afraid of people. So the Gemara says, how do you explain Mora to mean razor? Amar le Rabbi Nehorai, v'alo kvar ne'amar. It's already written, v'yomer Shemuel. It says in the Pasuk, v'yomer Shemuel, ech elech v'shama Shaul v'aragani. How can I go? And Shaul will hear and he'll kill me. What does that sound like? Shekvar haya alav Mora shel basar adam. He already had fear of people. Right? So then Mora with the hey is coming to tell you razor. It sounds in the pasuk he was already afraid of Shaul. He was already afraid of people. So therefore, Mora with the hay is coming to say that he was a nazir. Okay. Now this last part of the Gemara is going to have nothing to do with the Mishnah that we just stated. Absolutely nothing. And what your job is going to be to figure out why. Okay. The Gemara begins. Amar le Rav dechia bere. Rav says to Chia his son, Chatof ubarich. When you get to the zimun that they used to say, some people say zimun on a birkat hamazon, they would say zimun on a kos, on a cup of wine. So when you get to that point, run and grab the cup of wine and say it right away. You should be the one to make the bracha, because making the bracha, you get the biggest bracha. So chatov ubarich. V'chen amar le Rav Huna le Rabba bere. Rav Huna says to Rabba his son, chatofu barich, the same thing. Quick, go quickly and grab it so you can be the one to make the bracha. So the Gemara says, lememra de mevarech adif. Is that coming to say the one who makes the bracha is better than the one answering? V'atanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Yossi omer, gadol ha'oneh amen yoter min mevarech. The person who answers amen is even greater than the one making the bracha itself. So how can you say run and make the bracha? The one answering amen is better. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Rabbi Nehorai." Rabbi Nehorai even said to that, "Hashamayim kachu." He says, "I swear to you, teda sharei guliyarim midgarin b'milchama v'givorim notzchin." He says an analogy. He says they put these weak people to start out the war, to initiate the war, but the brave ones are the ones who conquer and they're the ones who finish the war. What does that mean? So the Mefaresh over here says, so too the one who's answering amen is the one who's finishing the job. So he's the one who's conquering. So he's even greater than the one who's making the bracha. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi, it's a machloket tanaim, the Tanya. The Braita says, Echad mevarech, echad haoneh amen b'mashma. Whether a person's making the bracha or a person's answering amen, both of them are great. They're both equivalent. Elosh memaharin mevarech techila, but the one who makes the bracha, Hashem gives him the reward first. He gets a reward first. So this is different than the previous opinion we just said. We just said, no, the person who answers amen gets a bigger bracha. So it's a machloket. One opinion says answering amen is more important. One opinion says making the bracha is more important. Okay? I'm finishing the masechet. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. This is in four different masechet. We have it all over. So he says, Talmidei Chachamim will increase the peace in the world. Shne'emar, V'chol Banayach Limudei Adonai. Rav Shalom Banayach says, all of your children will be students of Hashem, and they will bring abundant peace from your children. It will all come from your children. So this is the end. So just one question before we finish is, why did the Gemara bring this case about bracha, b'kan amazon, zimun, bracha, amen? There's nothing to do with Nazir. Absolutely nothing to do with the whole Masechet, and definitely nothing to do with the Mishnah. So what's the reason? So over here, if you look at the Mishnah, who are the people talking in our Mishnah? Rabbi Nehorai and Rabbi Yose. Who are the people talking in the Gemara?
Rabbi Chia and Rav.
Okay, but then after that? Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Nehorai. It's the same people as the Mishnah. So the way they explain it is that sometimes the Gemara will come and state things just in the name of the same people as Mishnayot or previous Baraito, just to continue. But it has nothing to do with the Mishnah. Okay, Hajan Alach, Hakutim, Enem Nazir, Usikilam Masechet Nazir. I don't know if we have a Minyan, but we'll do the Hajan Alach anyway. So we want to just say the Hajan Alach together. If we have a Minyan, we'll say Kaddish. If you're honest. Okay, I don't know, some people might want to run to Minyan, so I don't know, some people might have to go. We'll say the Hajran, and if people come, we'll say Kaddish.
7:45 is going to end momentarily.
7:45
is like coming right now.
Yeah, okay, Tom, we'll say that. We'll just say the Hajran, and we'll stop at the end, we'll wait till the end. Okay, Hajran Alach, Masech Nazir, Adach Alan, Adach Alan, Masech Nazir, Adach Alan, Lan, Yidushem, Inach, Masech Nazir, Adach, Yidushem, Inach, Adach, Yidushem, Inach, Adach, Hajan Alach Masech Nazir V'Da'atach Alan Da'atan Alach Masech Nazir V'Da'atach Alan Lan Ine Shem Inach Masech Nazir V'Lat Ine Shem Inan La Ba'am Ha'den V'La Ba'am Da'ate Hajan Alach Masech Nazir V'Da'atach Alan Da'atan Alach Masech Nazir V'Da'atach Alan Lan Ine Shem Inach Masech Nazir V'Lat Ine Shem Inan La Ba'am Ha'den V'La Ba'am Da'ate Yi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu V'Lovei Avotenu Shetei Torah Adachah Mimanutenu V'Olam Hazeh V'Tei Imanu L'Olam Haba Hanina Bar Papa Rami Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Achai Bar Papa Abamari Bar Papa, Rafam Bar Papa, Rachish Bar Papa, Surchav Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Daru Bar Papa. Ha'arev na Adonai Eloheinu, Edivrei Toradecha, Mufinu, Vyod Amcha Beit Yisrael, Bnei Anachnu, Vetzaseinu, Vetzaseinu, Vetzasei Amcha Beit Yisrael, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, Velomdei Toradecha Lishma, Moivai Techachmenu Yitzotecha, Ki Laolam Hi Li, Yi Libi Tamim Bechukecha, Laolam Lamanu Mevosh, Laolam Lo Yishkak Pikudecha, Givam Chaitan Yibar Chata Adonai Lamedeni Chukecha, Amen Amen Amen, Selo Vaed, Vodim Anachnu Lefanecha, Adonai Eloheinu Velohe Votenu, ששם דרגן מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שם דרגן מיושבי קרנות שאנו משכימים והם משכימים אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא והם רצים לברד שחד שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידם לברד שחד אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו מהם ואני אבטח בך. Just before we finish, it says over here, we are toiling and the goyim are toiling. We are toiling and we receive reward on our toil. We wake up early, we come to pray, we learn Torah. Every minute of that, we receive reward. The goyim, they're toiling. But what are they toiling? The toil doesn't receive any reward. Devarim betenim. Very good. לפניך, אדוני אלוהי, כשם שעזתני לסיים מסכת נזיר, כן תעזרי להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים, וסיימם, ללמוד לאמן, לשמור לעשות, וקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך ואהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לי וזרי, שלא תמוד שהתורה מפי, מפי זרי וזרע זרי עד עולם. יתקיים בי ועליך תנחה אותך, ושוכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך. Anyone who finished, you can make a siyum, you can say Kaddish together. התגדל והתקדש שמר רבה, ועמד דירו עתיד להתחדתה, ולחיה לטייה, ולעסקה לטון. ולעסקה יתון לחיי עלמה. ולמבנה קרתה די ירושלם ושכנלה החלה בגבה ולמעקר פלחנה נוקראה מנערה ולהטבה פלחנה די שמיה לאתרה וימליך קודשה וריחו ומלכותה ויקרה ויצמח ורקנה ויקרה משיחה וחי יכון וביום יכון וחי לכל בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן יש אמי רבה מברך לאדם ולעמי המיה יתברך ויתבח ויתבער ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתעלה שמי קדושה וריחו לעילה מכל ברכתה שירתה תשכחתה ונחמתה גמיית ועמה ואמרו אמן על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תמידיון ועל כל תמידי תמידון על כל זמן תעסקין ברית עדי ועדה עדן ודי וכל התאר ועדה יהיה רבן ומאון ומכון ומכון לחינה וכסה ורחמי מי קדם מראה שמיה והרב ואמרו אמן יש אמר רבה מן שמיה חיים וסבה וישועה ונחמה שדבר ורפואה וגאולה ושיחה וחפרה רווח וחלנו חלמו ישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום במומה וחובה החמה ויעשה שלום עלינו וחלמו ישראל ואמרו אמן אז אותו אמן חזרנו
מה זה על כל?
מסכת סוטה, we're starting from
Give us ברכה.
סוטה בעד
השני. סוטה? שערדה מי, שערדה.